Hey. What's up? Oh, that's good. No, the hesitancy was just, I don't know. There's, you know,
I just got back from
a very, very boring movie. And so, what do you mean, why is this shit on Netflix? Has it. And you expect me not to watch it? Okay. Listen. You and me. You can't control my life. Oh, I'm used to it. Because of my upbringing, how it was raised, my tail. Oh, sweet. You are so mistaken. You know, it's actually kind of funny. Yes, let me on. That's how boring you are. I am used to being feared. I am used to being a goddess. But we can't all have what we want, huh? Can we? All right. I'll admit you are the one who took me in, who found me. So, what do you? I plan on watching all three of these so-called 50 Shades of Abusive Shit porn to get a certain Disney movie out of my head. Yeah, I normally do like Disney movies, but not this one. I mean, it had Chris Pine in it, and the acting was good. I just, the script felt like you had to read the book first to understand it. Yes, I went to see A Wrinkle in Time without telling you. So what? Am I gonna get punished? For what? You told me I could do whatever I wanted, as long as it was out of the house. Darling, please, I know all your secrets. You tell your friends that you have a girlfriend to explain the mess and the extra work you have to put in. And then you tell them that they can't meet her because I'm terminally ill. According to you, of course. I never said such a thing myself. Well, it's been a bit, hasn't it? And what did your parents think of you when you told them you had a boyfriend? How did you explain my name? I mean, surely you couldn't have called me Minnow. You must have called me something Arthur. Really? Arthur. Nah, it just doesn't fit. What did you tell your friends? Oh. How lovely you call me Minnow. In front of them, I feel so appreciated right now. Oh. So, what do you want, Rumi? You want to banish me back to that wine farm place. To wherever the hell that was. Whatever the hell they did to cover up their little cult. I don't think so. After all, you are the one who invited me in. Please turn it off. Why? You brought someone home. Well, it's fine by me, but what did you do to explain the noises in the attic that I make? You said that they were... Okay. If you want rats, I'll give you rats. Oh. You also called me your sister. Just in case I wander downstairs. How clever of you. I smell you, you know. I can smell your fear. Yeah, fine, whatever. Go back down to your little boy toy. I'll just stay up here and watch this. And don't worry, if I need to go downstairs, I will definitely use the bathrobe to cover my tail. What are you going to do on this date? Did you order pizza? Because we both know that you can't cook. Be real. Hmm. falling asleep and it's not even 8. No, I'm serious. Go. Enjoy yourself. Do something I was unable to do at the movie. Yes, I have my laptop open. Remember who signed me up for online classes in first place? You did, yeah. Test, multiple choice. You. Anyway, I'll let you get back to your date. Sorry. Hello there. I didn't mean to intrude. I was just coming down to make use of the facilities, maybe grab a glass of water, you know, that sort of thing. But, sis, he brought home quite the guy. Oh, what do I mean? Nothing. I just mean that I know him. And let's just say that this bathrobe isn't needed. So let me just take it off and plop it down over there. Actually, I'll go one better. I'll even throw it in the washer for you. Here, let me just pick it up with my tail. Aren't you surprised to see me? Well, Melody, this is the guy I was telling you about. This is the one who let me out. Call him a monster. Call me a monster if you want to. But that doesn't change the fact that this man was an amazing fuck one night. A while ago, I'll admit, I never expected to see him again. Well, no. Not really. I am just going to, I don't know, use the restroom, unless, of course, he would like to be the receptacle of my piss. No, oh, that's what I thought. Grab a glass of water. Yes, I do get dehydrated from time to time. And then Well, let's just say that I, and I alone, am going to go back upstairs and let you two talk and enjoy your date. Oh, but how can you enjoy your first date when you know that there's a monster upstairs? Your choice. I hate yawns. Qualify me as a monster, or qualify me as a human being, which I am, for the most part. I'll be back. That is better. I was beginning to worry for a second that I'd scared you off. Then again, you're you. So I doubted that I had. No, I'm not here for you. Granted, you're much more interesting than what I just witnessed. But you're still not my type. And you never will be. Anyway, sis. Yeah, you, Melody. Have fun with him. You're afraid of my tail. No, I... Nothing has been... About the only thing that I can remember is oral. And that was just to pass a little test. Oh, Melody, come here. Would you be a dear? And fill up my cup? Because, after all, you and I both know that I don't drink water. From the wrist, darling. It's been so long that if I measure it, I'll probably go into some sort of frenzy. Oh, that scent. Much more delectable than any red wine. Look, your boy toy is afraid. Yeah, this is my life now. What do you think? Oh, is someone scared? Alright, that's enough, Mel. I don't want you to bleed out. Which is why I'm not just sinking my things in your ass myself. Remember. I suppose you wouldn't, because I did kind of have to rush you to the hospital for, for blood loss. You, little Romeo. You and I. Well, I won't bother you again if you don't hurt her. If you hurt her, if you hurt Melody, I will rain down hell on your ass. Got it? No, not just on your ass. On your entire physical being. As in, I will forcibly suck you dry in every single way that I can. And trust me, I don't think that fangs digging into your ballsack is what you want your last feeling to be. So if you hurt her, you will deal with me. Got it. Oh, Melody. I'll be right back with your date, guy. All right, what's up, Melody? You're horny. I can fucking smell it. And oh, you want that from me? From me? Are you sure that wine that you made isn't getting to your head? And yes, I am learning how to talk around these fangs. It's just kind of exhausting sometimes. Well, try. Alright, I guess I will try. Alright. How's this? Better? Alright. So, what do you want me to do? Come on, Melody, don't chastise me for that. You know how my voice acts, don't you? Right, you do. So, you want me... Alright, lie down. Panties off. Please. We both know you're wearing them. I said lie down. Panties off. Good roomie. Very good roomie. Now, let me just... Ooh, girl, you should shave! Just a little. I mean, I'm digging through the... God damn Amazon forest right now. So, it's not exactly the most enjoyable feeling in the world. But you helped me, so I'm gonna help you. And how I'm gonna help you is, well, I'm just kinda gonna... Please don't crush my head with your thighs. Keep them still, or my tail might have to work a bit of magic. Ow, my ears. Thighs apart. Thighs apart, or I swear to all that is holy, I will paralyze you. I wasn't even slurping. That's it, tail. Alright, so Melody, what's gonna happen is you are going to feel a little prick. And it's not going to be pleasant. It's going to be a paralyzing agent. Something I'd use on the rats back home. Down in my cellar. Or whatever you call it. Anyway, it'll wear off after 5-10 minutes. Somewhere around there. But it makes you... Here's the fun part. Unable to even clench. Yeah? Don't worry, you're still going to be able to breathe fine. I don't know where it comes from, but... I know. That it is a godsend. So, it's already taking effect, isn't it? Oh, I think he came up to watch. Then of course, you wouldn't know. You can't move your head. Can you, Mel? Yes, I just did yawn into your pussy. Oh, I can feel that will to fight coming back. are you, Rumi? Just when I thought I had you all cleaned up. You like that. Okay. Well, oh, your legs clenched. Oh, you're very pretty. I like that, Melody. And I think you may have riled up mine a bit. But of course. That's why. Actually, no, I'm watching 50 Shades of Abusive Porn to, I don't know, erase wrinkle from my memory. So, if you don't mind, I'm going to go finish that because it will not be a more enjoyable experience than what just happened, but it will be an experience, to say the very least. So I am going to do that, and you are going to get back to your date. Well, as soon as you can sit up, of course. See ya.